know, this is Omani Harrell, PEP, People in Power Purpose Podcast. Hey guys, how you doing? I'm hyped tonight. It's a good night. It's a good evening. A lot of things been going on. I was just telling one of my brothers, a lot of moving parts, a lot of things coming to fruition. I'm excited about this new season that God is walking us into. I'm excited about what He's about to manifest. I'm also thankful and excited about what He has already done and what He's doing right now in the midst of this season. It is new. It's a new season. It's a new shift. It's a new time. We talked about harvest, but where the harvest is, a lot of people were excited about harvest. They're like, you good? Oh yes, it's harvest time. It's harvest. Yes, we're gonna get the harvest. We have sold into good ground and da 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 da. And you know, I'm hype. I'm ready to rock and roll. Hold up, stop. I just want to remind everybody, during harvest, don't you know you gotta reap? Right? Reaping time, right? Harvest. You got work. Harvest don't come by you just standing there. You got to work for that thing. When you out here in the field, you have to pull the wheat. You have to sift it. You have to tie it around, tie it together and put it in the big old bulks and divide it up between the storehouses and make sure that your storehouse is full and prepared and ready for the next season. Work does never stop. It never stops. Yes, harvest season is here. Yes, but there is work to do, guys. I know the work starts now. The real work starts now. You thought the process, you got the process down. You figured it out. You know, God then gave you some enlightenment. You know, you got some patience, a little bit of patience on you. You feeling yourself right now and you gloating and all that good stuff. Yeah, I did it. I did this part. I'm here. Now the work begins. Now it is time to all the things that you've been doing, all the marketing, all the, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, all the research, all the reading, all the, if you're, you know, you're trying to get that degree or whatever God is downloaded into you in order for your purpose to be pulled and pushed out and for you to completely manifest this birth and be okay through the contractions, and you're used to pseudo contractions. Now you're really feeling the real contractions and you're bracing yourself because you feel the birth, you feel the pain, but now, and you're pushing and you're ready for the purpose to come out, but you didn't know it was going to be bloody. You didn't know, you had an idea, but you didn't know it was going to be that bloody. You didn't know that even in this process of me pushing, that this is life or death. You didn't know that you were going to have to, you know, stretch a little bit more. You didn't know that you had to breathe through it. You didn't know that this was going to be a little bit difficult on this side. You had no idea that everybody that you thought was going to be here, all you wanted was the doctor. It was just you and the doctor and your spouse and the one that helped you push and the midwife. You didn't know that you had to depend on strangers. Ah, come on, Lord. You had to depend on strangers to help you in this birthing process, to help you push this baby out. You had no idea that you were reaching out to people that you never known. You didn't have any idea that the ones that you thought were supposed to be there didn't make it. It's okay. But the work begins. You have done everything up until this point. You have listened. You have taken it in. Stop expecting something to happen bad. It's coming to pass. Your harvest is coming to pass, but the reaping has to be done before you can get the harvest. Now, I know I sent out the harvest first because I had to get you an understanding of the shift of the seasons, not just the natural seasons, but the actual shifting in the atmosphere, in the spiritual realm. how God is really moving some things. See, right now, there's a lot of us that's in a familiar place. A lot of us going back to school, dealing with the same things. A lot of us dealing with the same things at work. A lot of us is dealing with the same things at home. And it's like, dang, I thought I did this already. I thought, God, you brought me out of this. He has. But there's one last stitch effort that the enemy has to do. So all the distractions, all the arguments, all the fussing, all the frustration, it's the enemy's last stitch effort. I've always been, you know, I had this in always in the back of my head, and nobody told me, you know, God told me, but no man has really told me. And he said, think about it, baby. Think about it, daughter. Why would the enemy fight for something he already has? Let me say that again. Why would the enemy fight for something he already has? He don't got you. He really never had you. But we were distorted. We were in the fog of war trying to press through. We thought we was out here by ourselves, but God was always here. He never left. It's us that separated ourselves from him. But Daddy never moved. Abba Father never shifted his intimacy with us. It was us that made the choice, a conscious choice, may I remind you, of not reaping the harvest, of running away from the patience, of making excuses about running away from the patience and not working for the harvest, not preparing ourselves because we knew we had to do work. This walk, guys, it's no joke. I get frustrated sometimes when I used to see in church, oh, the Lord is praying, the angels are praying and praising for that one soul. Yeah. Then you throw me in a new membership class, and then you throw me into another class for your doctrine, for the church doctrine. But you ain't warned me that this was going to be hell, that I was going to have a bullseye on my back, my front, my top, my bottom, my finances, my health, my spouse, my job, my mind. You didn't tell me all that. Reaping, babies. Reaping. It's reaping, brothers and sisters. It's reaping, for real. We have to be prepared. I thank God, I thank you, God, for giving me clarity and helping me understand that I had to do it in the order that it had to be done, because nobody would have listened had I put this out at the beginning. Nobody would have, you would have ran and would have never listened to another podcast I put out here. We have to work more now than ever, because now we're in the limelight. The light has opened up on the darkness. And where the light is, the darkness cannot live or dwell. Period. Don't you sometimes when you're in a room or whatever, it's like even when you like, say for example, you started a new job and all of a sudden stuff started happening and this, this, and that. Don't you realize you expose the enemy? It was always like this, but because you, child of the Most High God, kingdom people, you exposed the enemy in his fullness. You exposed him, at the same time revealing the holy, glorified kingdom of God through you. Reaping time. Let's reap. Let's get that reaping thing and cut this stuff down. Let's cut this harvest. Let's cut this stuff down. Let's get ready to make some good food out of this wheat. Let's get ready to make these resources out of this good wheat. Let's get this harvest. Let's get that financial breakthrough. Let's get that the spirit of infirmity off of us. Let's get that breakthrough of communication. Let's get that spirit of jealousy and intimidation off of us. Let's get that spirit of shyness off of us. Yes, that's a spirit. Yeah, shyness. Because it's really called intimidation. Let's get that spirit of low confidence on us, off of us. Get it off of us. That sits on us, that tries to sit on us. Let's walk in the deliverance that God has given you. And let's reap. Let's reap, y'all. It is reaping time. Yes, I'm hype about it. This is the part. Now you're ready. Now you're ready. Now you're ready. It is time to walk. It is time to get flat-footed. It is time to be motivated. It is time to be energized. It is time to walk in the authority. It is time not to be afraid, but to know your resources, to pull from those resources, to get that knowledge, to do more research, to get more prepared, to get girded, because there's going to be a time where the word will not be able to be seen on paper, where all the books will be gone, where your phones, your social media and your phones will not be, and all you have is the word that's in your spirit, where God will have to be with you always, where the enemy will try to compromise you and tell you all types of stuff. But if you have the word in your spirit, you'll be able to say, not just no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No God, you said to be sober-minded and watchful. So I'm being sober-minded and watchful. Help me to be sober-minded and watchful. God, I'm fixed on you, oh God. Be steadfast and rooted in me, God. You said, God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, you said that you will lift up a standard. Remind God of his word, which in turn reminds you of his glory. Because it ain't for him. The word is not for him, because the word stands alone. He is the word. Let me get that right. It's for you to be reacquainted with it and understand that it is only God that can do this, that can save you from death eternal. Reap in time. Let's reap. Let's get what God asked for us. Let's get what God said we were purposed to have. Let's walk in the purpose. This is a fight. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violence take it by force. We got to take this thing by force. Stop being, I'm just thankful. No. I know my worth. He said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I look like him. I'm made in his image. I'm kingdom. And kingdom has specific rights and authorities and dominion. I am worth it. And I'm going to reap the harvest. I'm going to reap the harvest. And I'm going to pull people with me to reap the harvest with. I'm not doing this by myself. I can't do this by myself. It takes a village, like he says, like we always say that cliche, takes a village to raise a child. We're not a village, we are kingdom. That's what we are. We are kingdom. So let's reap. Let's reap this wonderful harvest that God is so graciously ready to bestow upon us. He's been waiting. He says, now you're ready. Now I can give you really what I want. Now I can give you really what you deserve. Now I can love on you. Now I can truly show you my glory. I can really say what I need to say. I can really do what I need to do. I can really be free to do what I wanted to do for you for so long. It's reaping time, guys. It's time to reap the harvest. The harvest is here, and now we have to reap. If we don't reap now, if we don't start reaping, the harvest will die. and it would be no good. Nobody be able to eat it. We wouldn't be able to enjoy it. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People Empower Purpose Podcast. Let's go, guys. It's reaping time.